local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's a day that we always remember, certainly those of us who actually were there and you know, experienced the immediate aftermath and heard it on the radio, heard it go out. I want to remind everyone that when the call was made, the members of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office rushed to the scene. They rushed to the aid of those who were there at in that building.
And it was 4 years ago today, the terror attack on board NAS Pensacola. And I'm sure for a lot of law enforcement personnel who were there on that day, a little bit of deja vu this morning with a bomb threat reported into NAS Pensacola this morning. Thankfully, quick work done by the security forces on board the base and the Escambia Sheriff's Office. I'm sure the Pensacola Police Department involved as well. One suspect taken into custody as the investigation is ongoing. We do not have any suspect information that has been made available right now, but it is with that backdrop that we say a hello and a good afternoon on this Wednesday afternoon. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We have put out calls to the sheriff's office. We put out calls to officials on board NAS Pensacola right now, really just releasing information via Facebook, via social media on Facebook, letting the public know that the arrest and also that the front and back gates to NAS Pensacola were reopened about an hour and a half after the bomb threat was first reported. So obviously thankful that it was nothing more serious than that, no injuries or anything like that, but obviously you cannot help remember that it was on this day 4 years ago, the horrible attack on NAS Pensacola and our community here 4 years ago. 4:13 here at News Radio 92.3. We have a lot to get to today with our rundown of everything happening in your world. A lot going on locally, as you can imagine, statewide, nationally, of course. And we'll get started here with our top three stories. That was number one, was the one person in custody. We'll see what comes out of that in the coming days and weeks. Number two, police in Las Vegas on the campus of UNLV. Looking into an active shooter situation. The shooter declared dead, but there may be many victims. That's the word from the Metropolitan Police Department this afternoon, confirming that there appears to be multiple victims at this time. Dozens of officers on the scene, roads around campus closed. Reaction from students coming in this afternoon as well.
So we were giving our presentations, and then one of the instructors in charge so there's an active shooter, and people really didn't know what to respond. I didn't know if it was like a drill.
So, yeah, still waiting more details on that situation. Again, that's on the campus of UNLV. No word as far as how many victims or the nature of them. Dozens of officers still working the scene there this afternoon. Also today, President Biden urging Congress to pass a new spending package to help Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Well, Congress, Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership.
And Biden says if Russian President Vladimir Putin is allowed to take what he wants, troops will eventually be fighting Russian troops. The president blamed extreme Republicans for tying Ukraine aid to U.S. border support. We'll have more on that in our state headlines with Senator Rick Scott. 4:15 right now, our first check-in with Austin. Austin, good to see you today, as always.
Right back at you. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Taking a look on our roads and weather this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update, first one of the show, is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com for more information. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've had some busy spots here and there, maybe a little bit downtown. Some we've also had a couple accident reports as well. But you're going to see the most congestion in the following areas. If you are at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Fairfield Drive. We've got some backups there. That's traveling westbound on West Fairfield towards Mobile Highway. Also, Pine Forest Road, especially if you are traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, as it so often does, it's giving us some trouble there at the moment. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, is also getting backed up a little bit earlier than expected here. And then, other than that, if we go to Santa Rosa County, once again, another big hitter. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, there's already a lot of congestion building up there as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer in once again for an update on our weather today.
Chilly night ahead as we head into Thursday, starting out in the 30s and 40s there for Thursday morning, so have a heavier jacket. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s with plenty of sunshine. Slightly warmer on Friday as 60s return for high temperatures, mid to upper 60s. Through the weekend, we'll have a warm up on Saturday back into the 70s, but rain chances move back in. We could have some thunderstorms Saturday night. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, 58, clear skies. Tonight, 38 for the low. You heard him say there, more sunshine with some clouds moving in Thursday, and a high of 61 tomorrow. Taking a run here at some of our local headlines, of course, led off the show talking about the terror attack on Aeneas Pensacola 4 years ago today. Congressman Matt Gaetz reintroducing the Saudi Arabia December 6, 2019 Anti-Terror and Accountability Act, saying if the bill was enacted, it would hold Saudi Arabia accountable for aiding and abetting the terror attack and providing financial support to the victims. Also, the Escambia Children's Trust, in the news here over the last couple of weeks, as not only are there questions and discussions going on about some of the organizations that received grants, wondering if the money was well spent in the year 2023. But also, there's also the backdrop that they don't have an executive director right now. Back in August, Tammy Greer resigned, saying, quote, "This job is unbelievably political." Well, when they put it up again after almost 500 people applied, the application review committee is now down to two finalists, both local, Lindsay Cannon and Walker Wilson. Cannon serves as executive director of Children's Home Society of Florida for the Western and Emerald Coast region. Wilson, meanwhile, the executive director of the Pensacola DIB. On December 20th, both candidates will speak before the full Escambia Children's Trust board. Pensacola now with the first red bulb in the annual Keep the Wreath Green campaign. Yesterday evening at around 7:15, firefighters responded to a home on Angelina Road. They were able to quickly put out a fire that was contained in the attic. Nobody was injured. However, three adults were displaced. Investigators were unable to determine the exact cause of the fire. Well, efforts from Milton city leaders to shed their soap opera label not off to a great start after the holidays, with the latest drama involving the current opening for the Ward 4 City Council seat. Monday, the council heard from the two women who have volunteered to serve, Kathy Ellis, a 23-year employee of the Santa Rosa Property Appraiser's Office, and Sherry Sebastio, who was previously appointed to the council in 2021 and 2022. After she spoke and gave remarks to the city council, Councilman Mike Cusack questioning her.
When you were appointed to council, did you think it was okay to argue and criticize the public like you did a few times? Do you think that was right thing to do as a council person?
You, just out of fairness, Councilman Cusack, could you identify something more specific so she can remember what you're referring to?
Well, I can't. I don't remember either.
So. Let's have order. I mean, it's really
what
fair
I'm saying
for
is,
y'all
I remember. I don't have a specific instance, but I'll have it by Tuesday.
So that's Councilman Cusack there. Also making sure to mention that Sebastio had previously lost two elections to serve on the council. During public comment, Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkin spoke first.
I thought it was absolutely disgusting and despicable that Mr. Cusack was attacking one of the candidates.
I'm going to stop
that were,
you right
that
there,
were,
sir.
That were sitting
I,
there.
I have to stop you right there.
I think that's
there,
wrong. That's a city official. And
can you please?
She's a member of the public. She shouldn't be attacked. That's all I'm going
to
say.
And the council will vote on the appointment on Tuesday. So more to come there, I'm sure. 4:20 right now, first break. on a Wednesday edition of the program. State and national headlines are still to come. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous. I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute.
From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a pretty extensive conversation about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Those students who spoke at the press conference yesterday about their experiences at NYU, MIT, Penn, and Harvard Law. Also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about trying to get employees who get paid based on their performance rather than sort of the job title. And what he's trying to do at the city of Pensacola. It's very interesting. You can find those segments and podcasts at newsradio923.com.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. 2023 was a landmark year for UWF. Join President Martha Saunders and Vice President Greg Tomso as they share our successes and plans for the new year. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Winterfest continues downtown. Bring your family and experience music, shopping, food, caroling in the streets, trolley tours, and of course, Santa. For all the info, see downtownpensacola.com. The Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade is Saturday evening. The fun starts at 5:15 with nearly 100 entries and lots of local bands. See CoxPensacolaChristmasParade.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Right at 4:25 here, we will get another check at the traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are not seeing much more. that we haven't already touched on in our last break, but there is some congestion to discuss. So if you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that is still giving us trouble. The same can be said about West Fairfield Drive, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. That is still problematic as well. Also, we've got a lot of congestion building up in actually a couple of places on Mobile Highway, but especially if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, be sure to look out for that. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, that is looking troublesome as well. And then the last real big one is in Santa Rosa County, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. There are still issues there at the moment.
All right, text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer with a look at what's ahead weather-wise.
Dry and cool weather over the next couple of days. Thursday, we're starting out in the 30s and 40s, one of our coldest mornings in quite a while. Highs on Thursday in the upper 50s to lower 60s, lots of sunshine. Friday, low temperatures warm into the 50s. High temperatures into the mid to upper 60s. By Saturday, we have 70s for high temps, but the rain chances do return. We have a pretty decent chance for thunderstorms, in fact, Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, 58. Tonight, clear and a low of 38. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, DMV offices experiencing another system outage. Feel like we talk about this every couple months or so. The state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says the incident started earlier this afternoon, impacting in-person and online service. They're trying to fix the problem as soon as possible.
And a man was accused of intentionally running down two Hillsborough County deputies, but he has since been ruled not fit for trial. A Hillsborough County Circuit Court judge today ruled that Ralph Boozy is mentally incompetent to stand trial. Boozy will be involuntarily committed to the state for mental health treatment. The 28-year-old allegedly ran over Corporal Carlos Brito and Deputy Manuel Santos last month after police responded to a call about a man acting irrationally.
Yeah, Senator Rick Scott is among the block of Republicans standing in the way of funding to Ukraine unless there is significant reduction in illegal immigrants crossing the southern border.
We are not going to spend a dime, right, on Ukraine's border unless we fix our border. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, so Scott and other Republicans say that the Ukraine funding should be tied to southern border security. The White House says if Congress doesn't approve more funding for Ukraine, there will be none left by the end of the month.
And the sister of Cuban dictators, Fidel and Raul Castro, died in Miami on Monday. Juanita Castro was 9 years old. Ninety years old. She was a longtime opponent of the communist regime led by her two brothers. She left Cuba all the way back in 1964 and never returned after going into exile. But before leaving, she was funneling information to the CIA.
National Rundown, the fourth GOP debate is tonight from Tuscaloosa, starting at 6, and it's being broadcast on News Nation. You've got DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. In Alabama, Governor Ivey says rebate checks are on the way to Alabama tax filers. As the one-time tax rebates, they've been working on getting those out since December 1st. About 850,000 direct deposits have already been made. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that is, says he's going to be resigning from Congress at the end of the year. This comes after he was the first Speaker of the House to be ousted from power in the middle of their congressional term. Of course, our Congressman Matt Gaetz leading the charge on that. At least two deaths blamed on an atmospheric river that's been dumping heavy rain on the Pacific Northwest for three straight days. The National Weather Service says up to 8 inches of rain has fallen across the region, causing creeks to rise and possibly killing two people who may have been killed by floodwaters. In Texas, authorities say a suspect is now in custody after a shooting spree that covered two cities yesterday. Austin police believe he killed four people in two separate shootings after killing two near San Antonio. Two police officers are also said to be injured. Terrible story there. Mm-hmm. 4:30 right now. Fox News update is coming up. Quick check of what's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science, and pop culture still to come. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. News, I'm Tom Graham. Las Vegas police say a suspected shooter is dead after reports of gunfire on campus at the University of Nevada. Many students scrambling to take cover.
We got an alert, all text messages at the same time. They said they put the building in lockdown. They shut all the curtains. Everyone moved to one side of the room.
And police say there are multiple victims who were transported to the hospital. Police say the man responsible for a deadly shooting rampage in Texas has been identified. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
Shane James has been booked into the Travis County, Texas jail, charged with two counts of capital murder and a misdemeanor, according to records reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman newspaper. Austin police say James, who is 34, is the prime suspect in a wave of violence on Tuesday.
Six people are dead, three others injured. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some disappointing numbers out of Chewy after today's market close. The pet products retailer posted a wider-than-expected quarterly loss and a revenue shortfall, and it issued a tepid forecast for the holiday quarter. In response, Chewy shares are tumbling 9% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, technology shares led stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 70 points, the S&P 500 eased 17, and that tech-heavy NASDAQ composite dropped 83. Well, this is not breaking news. The hottest musical act of 2023 was, yes, Taylor Swift, the record-setting pop superstar who this morning was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, is also firmly in the top spot on StubHub's 2023 Year in Live Experiences list, a ranking of the biggest events of the year by ticket sales through that ticket reseller. Behind Swift on the list of in-demand acts, Beyonce, Morgan Wallen, Adele, and Coldplay. That's Your Money Now.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We had a game to call.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. It's transfer portal season, so let's make some predictions as to where quarterbacks will land. I can see former zero-star recruit Cam Ward going to The Ohio State University. Dylan Gabriel would be a perfect fit at Oregon. I'd love to see DJ Uiagalelei go back to the ACC and team up with Mike Norvell at Florida State. Riley Leonard has Notre Dame written all over him. And Kyle McCord stays in the Big Ten by joining Nebraska. I'm Zach Gelb.
as the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes past 4:35 here, so we'll get another check of our roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Tax refund advance loans at Jackson Hewitt starting December 11th. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application is required. Finance charge applies. And loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are dealing with multiple issues involving Mobile Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards Boulder Avenue, we've got some buildups developing there. We've also got some developing if you're traveling even further north towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. And we were dealing with some congestion at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Fairfield Drive. And while that is still present, luckily it has died down some. Also, if you are on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's been known to give us some issues, and that has not changed at all. It still is. And Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, is still causing some issues at the moment as well. Lastly, the big hitter as far as heavy traffic is in Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get into downtown Milton coming over Blackwater River, that is still giving us issues.
All right. Thank you very much. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111.
Chilly night ahead as we head into Thursday, starting out in the 30s and 40s there for Thursday morning, so have a heavier jacket. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s with plenty of sunshine. Slightly warmer on Friday as 60s return for high temperatures, mid to upper 60s. Through the weekend, we'll have a warm-up on Saturday back into the 70s, but rain chances move back in. We could have some thunderstorms Saturday night. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. Clear skies, 58 degrees currently. Overnight low is 38. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So the New York Jets are making another quarterback change. What is this now, like their fourth one this year?
Who knows?
And it's back to Zach Wilson, the poor, yep. Poor kid.
that poor guy, only appreciated when they desperately need him.
That's right. I'm not going to... Who knows? I mean, there's so many variables that go into what makes a quarterback successful. Maybe he was never good enough. Maybe he could have been good enough. We'll never know. But the Jets have ruined him. So they're going back to Zach Wilson here as Aaron Rodgers is, you know, still practicing, but not close to being ready for game action.
Yeah,
you just feel bad for him there. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy will have surgery tomorrow to remove his appendix, and he's going to be released from the hospital tomorrow evening and plans on coaching the huge Sunday night football game against the Eagles.
Man, I just thought I had a lot on my slate. Wow. Gotta get your appendix removed and then coach an NFL game.
I'd be taking like 4 weeks off after that. You kidding me?
That's rough, man. It's scary, too.
Yeah. ESPN doubleheader tonight on NBA. The Spurs taking on the Timberwolves at 6:30. The Nuggets and Clippers at 9 o'clock. College basketball. Number 8, Marquette, and number 12, Texas. Squaring off 7 o'clock on FS1 this evening. Health business and science notes today. Doctors in some cities are concerned about a new syndrome seen in newborns, which may be connected to fentanyl. A new study shows at least 10 babies exposed to fentanyl in the womb have been identified with distinctive birth defects, including cleft palate, small heads and bodies, and drooping eyelids. The mothers all acknowledged using drugs, particularly fentanyl, during pregnancies.
Golly.
Yeah.
Bets against the value of Israeli companies spiked in the days before the October 7th Hamas attacks, suggesting that some traders may have had advanced knowledge of the looming terror attack and profited off of it. The report, released this week, was written by a former SEC commissioner who is currently a professor at NYU and Columbia Law professor. It details a significant and unusual spike 5 days before the attacks in short selling in the most popular fund linked to Israeli companies.
I would say that's what happened.
That's shady for sure.
Americans expect to spend at least $100 more on holiday shopping this year than last year. A Gallup survey found that Americans say they'll probably spend on average of $975 on gifts this season. That's the highest holiday shopping estimate since Gallup began tracking it in 1999. The lowest was during the 2008 financial crisis, when the average spend was about $616 on gifts.
And if you want to keep your New Year's resolution, you should start it now. Yeah. The idea is if you can stick with it in December, the craziest month of the year, then you'll prove to yourself that you're capable of it when the new year begins.
If it wasn't for the fudge that's in the break room right now, I would be right there with you. Amazon is offering college kids $25 flights home for the holidays. You have to be a member of their Prime Student Program to do it. They've been doing 1,000 tickets per day this week. And if you're just now hearing about it, you've got one more chance. They do it at 2 in the morning, Central Time. So once it's over, all the students who didn't snag the deal can get a discount code for $25 off of a flight.
And lastly, starting January 1st, retailers that sell toys in California must offer a gender-neutral toy section or face fines. A new law will take effect in the new year that carries fines of up to $500. The measure, signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021, applies to department stores with 500 or more employees. What exactly is a gender-neutral toy? Because, I mean, that's a genuine question. Because, I know Barbies and G.I. Joes, those are typically the two that are associated with boys and girls.
A pool noodle could be played with both, right?
I guess, yeah. But that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid, but this sounds like a lateral move. If you're implying that there needs to be gender-neutral toy sections, you're implying boys can't play with Barbies and that girls can't play with army figures.
I think that's the irony here is...
Which way are we going, Joe? On a societal scale.
I wonder if that was brought up in the DeSantis-Newsom debate about, if DeSantis was just like, hey Gavin, so with these gender-neutral toy sections, I mean, what kind of toys are we talking? Yeah, I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah.
Play-Doh, chalk. I also would want to know how big the gender neutral toy section has to be. I mean, are we talking on the end of the aisle where there's just one little section that just says, hey, gender neutral? I don't know what the legal parameters are for how big this section has to be.
Yeah.
4:45. Get another check of the roads and weather here.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. We're still dealing with some backups either on or connected to Mobile Highway. That's been a big hitter tonight. If you are traveling westbound on West Michigan Avenue, towards Mobile Highway, we've got some minor congestion there. Also, if you are traveling northbound towards the intersection of North Davis Highway Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, that congestion has only built since we have last covered it. beyond that, though, speaking of North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound, just a little bit past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 eastbound, we've got some backups there, as we so often do. And Brent Lane's still giving us trouble. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, expect some hiccups there. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, the only big hitter right now is Caroline Street. If you're trying to travel west, come over Caroline or come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got some heavy backups there.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. We know who the Time 2023 Person of the Year is officially.
Certainly in a year when the world is divided, there's a lot of light and a lot of darkness. There are a number of different choices that could have represented 2023, but we picked a choice, someone who represents joy, someone who's bringing light to the world.
And specifically Austin's world.
Oh, yeah. I'm on cloud nine, buddy.
Taylor Swift named the Person of the Year for 2023. We told you yesterday or 2 days ago. I was like, yeah, we could definitely see it being Taylor.
Yeah, she's had a very eventful year in a variety of different media. But not only that, she has, I mean, as that guy kind of hinted at in the audio there, she's probably about as lighthearted of a choice as you're going to get. When you're prosecuting a former president, when we're talking about a Russian president, Chinese president, those are very controversial figures.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, Taylor Swift is about as agreeable as you're going to get.
Yeah. We've shared some stuff too, as far as just the what she does for the people that work on her tours, like all the philanthropic efforts and everything like that. So yeah, it's a safe choice for sure.
Yep.
Just spend so much time talking about all the negative stuff. Why not name her Time Person of the Year there as well?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we had the conversation. I forgot it was my turn. Sorry, everybody. A24 movies will not stream exclusively on HBO, Max, and Cinemax. The company's films will land on the streaming service after their theatrical runs. That'll include new films, Priscilla, Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage, and The Iron Claw, starring Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White.
Here's an idea for a made-for-TV or Hallmark movie here. So you may remember the Good Morning America hosts. There was T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach. So they were fired after it was revealed that they were in a romantic affair together. Well, turns out that their exes are actually now dating.
Wow.
Yeah, so they both hosts were married at the time, and now their ex are dating each other. Obviously, coming together to, comfort each other after their spouses cheated on them. And so I think that this could lead to a rom-com sort of movie in the future if things go well, which I hope it does for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Candystore.com has released its annual list of the most hated holiday candies, and reindeer corn is number one again. It's just regular candy corn with a festive spin of red, green, and white instead of orange, yellow, and white. Also,
I don't care who this offends. Candy corn sucks.
Yeah, it's something I can't eat too much of. It's too rich for me. Yeah. Also making the list were holiday Peeps. Oh, I love Peeps.
I hate Peeps, too. I don't care who that offends. Peeps suck.
Okay.
All right.
Chocolate oranges. I can't say I've
never had
that.
One. I never had one.
Yeah. Cherry cordials. Don't like those.
Yeah, I don't like cherries.
And non-peppermint candy canes.
What's the point of that?
Okay. I don't know, man.
I'm not asking you personally.
I mean, golly.
No, I think we're just proving that I'm clearly in agreement with America on this.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think of, this isn't a holiday candy, but they do have holiday versions. What do you think of Dots? You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
It's like those little gummy drops.
Yeah,
things.
Hate them.
I like those too.
Hate them.
Wow. Okay.
We don't agree on a lot of stuff. You know that? I think we'd be terrible as like actual friends.
Whenever
or
we...
maybe we would be like the most best friends because we just.
Yeah, opposites attract.
Not compatible at all as human beings in the same room, and yet here we are doing it every day.
I mean, I don't love non-peppermint candy canes, but what's the point?
Well, what's the point of non-peppermint candy cane? Well, hold on. I like the flavored ones, though. Like, you know, you've got the different color ones, like the red and the blue. And
that's non-peppermint.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that. I thought we were just, like, talking about regular candy canes, like the red and white ones that don't have the peppermint taste.
No,
Then I'm like, okay, well, what are we doing there?
Yeah, but I don't know why non-peppermint. Clearly, there's a lot of people though who are aware of what they are and don't like them because they're still most hated.
I'm okay with the colored, fruity flavored ones.
Yeah, those are good.
4:50 We'll take our final break in hour number one. You can let us know your thoughts on the what's your worst tasting holiday candy. 850-437-1620 Back with wacky stories and good news in a moment.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, right before 4:55 here, we will get our last traffic and weather update of this hour. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are on North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, expect some issues there. We've got some congestion building up. And we've got even more if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 eastbound there. We've got some issues there at the moment. Also, if you are traveling westbound on Burgess Road, towards North Palafox Street. Expect some hiccups there, as we often see at this hour. Speaking of usual suspects, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound between West 9 Mile Road and I-10, that's still going to give you some trouble. Same can be said about Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection of North Blue Angel Parkway. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, we've got some spurts of traffic if you're traveling westbound toward, from Milton to Pace. But if you're trying to get into downtown Milton, coming over Blackwater River, expect some severe issues there.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather for the next couple of days. Clear overnight tonight, getting down to 38 degrees. Right now, it's 58. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 61, warming up here Thursday night, 51 for the low. Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy, maybe a slight chance of a shower or two, 68 for the high. Friday night, cloudy, 62, and Saturday, showers likely throughout the day on Saturday into Saturday night and early Sunday. Cooler Sunday, and then into Sunday night, back down into the 30s overnight, so that's a look at what is coming down the pike. Taking a look at some wacky stories. This one could have been in good news, too. But back in September, a 39-year-old woman near Cleveland named Rosemary got arrested for throwing a burrito bowl at a Chipotle worker. She didn't think it was made well enough or something. Started yelling at the poor girl, threw it in her face, and got thrown in jail for assault. Good. Last week, she just got sentenced, and her judge decided to get creative with it. He gave her 180 days in jail, but suspended 90 of those days, and he offered her a way to lop off another 60 if she wanted to. She could avoid 2 months of jail time if she agreed to get a job working at a fast food place to see what it's like. She has to work there part-time, 20 hours a week, for at least 2 months. She agreed to it and said she'd start looking for job openings.
Very nice. And a 62-year-old woman in Michigan was arrested for shoplifting from a Walmart, and she picked the worst time to try it. She was there while the store was hosting 75 officers for their annual Shop with a Cop event. She even parked right next to the cop cars. An employee notified one of the cops that they saw her stealing more than $700 worth of stuff, so they just followed her out to her car. Wow.
Yeah. Also, some TikToks making the rounds claiming that grilled ice has become a specialty street food in Northeast China.
What?
The vendor takes some ice, throws it on a grill, seasons it with spices like chili, scallions, coriander, and sauce, then serves it up. One serving sets you back $2. And if you're wondering whether the ice would melt, the idea is to use big chunks of ice and to grill it quickly. One customer describes it as spicy and interesting.
Yeah. See, I don't get the point of grilling it. If it's supposed to stay frozen, then are you trying to serve it hot or cold? I guess because extreme cold can hurt some people's teeth. I know it can bother mine.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. If it's still frozen, it would be pretty cold.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and if it's not frozen, then it's obviously liquid. So, yeah.
Whatever.
Whole weird thing there. I don't. Yeah.
Dumb. Getting into good news here, a 17-year-old in Stockton, California named Elle Gianelli is doing her Socks for Seniors campaign again for the holidays. She sends silly socks and kind notes to nursing homes around the country just to make people smile. She started doing it in seventh grade. In the past 4 years, she sent nearly 5,000 pairs of socks to 92 nursing homes across 48 states.
Also, a former Army tank gunner named Jay Tennyson got terminal cancer diagnosis last year. Was given as little as 12 months to live. That was over 18 months ago, and he's still here. He just got to cross off the biggest thing on his bucket list this week. Over a year ago, he got on Reddit and said he wanted to ride in a tank and feel the sheer power of it again.
Wow.
He got to do it yesterday at Fort Moore in Georgia. The 194th Armored Brigade took him out in an M1 Abrams tank and let him fire it. He said it was every bit of what he remembered.
That's awesome.
So that's cool. Godspeed, Jay. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one of Pensacola right now. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of what's happening in your world December 6th, 2023. Pensacola right now.